another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on this open line Friday. Very nice day out there. A little cold front that's going to blow through a little bit later on this afternoon. Knock temperatures down. Could be 32 degrees or lower, depending on where you're listening. Or a little bit higher, depending on where you're listening, tomorrow morning when you wake up. So it's, you know, one of those days where it's time to get possibly the jacket out. But a lot of stuff going on in the news. And one of the things that always people are paying attention to, gold prices and what gold is doing in the market. And our good friend Ken Wendling in studio with me, Cash for Gold Jewelers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in today because there's a lot going on with gold. We were talking about that actually during the break that it was on the move yesterday, and actually Texans are going to be kind of affected by a new law that's out there.
Oh, absolutely. Governor Perry signed into law back in June 14th, HB 78, which basically took away all inhibitions for people to buy, and there's no more tax. There used to be a law where if you bought over $1,000 worth of gold, silver, or platinum, or numismatic coins, that there was no tax. Now, the new law, they said it was unfair because people who couldn't put together $1,000, they had to pay the 8.25% tax, and that was unfair to them, number one. Number two, they equated gold and silver to an investment now, and there's no tax on investments, so why should there be no tax on gold? And so now everybody can walk into the store, buy an ounce of silver, a half ounce of gold, a quarter ounce of gold, any quantity of gold, silver, or platinum, or even numismatic coins, you know, silver dollars, 1909 SVD pennies, war nickels, anything whatsoever, and there's literally no tax whatsoever.
That's good news.
Oh, it is. Well, it's good for the small investor because, you know, as far as this guy, he wants to collect coins, his parents collected coins, and all of a sudden he has the desire, but, you know, now you're looking at $22 silver, and, you know, for a silver ounce, you're talking 24 to 26 bucks for one coin, and then you got to slap on an 8.25% penalty.
Right.
And he says, well, I'll wait until I get $1,000. Well, unfortunately, most people's intentions are good, but they don't ever get to that thousand.
Yeah.
So they never start putting away. Now the average person can get paid on Friday, come in and buy an ounce of silver or a tenth ounce of gold or a tenth ounce of platinum and walk out and little by little put a little bit of money on the side for that rainy day because it's going to pour soon.
And you brought up the investment part of it. Mine, gold and silver, I mean, that is an investment.
Well, absolutely. Well, what's great about it is you can put the money on the side. We are running into some unusual storms coming with our economy. I mean, just look at the effects of Obamacare next year. Look at what's happening right now to businesses laying off people. Look at people being cut from 40 to 30 hours or 29 hours a week. We're going to have greater unemployment. We're going to have some problems coming forward. And if they go through with all these taxes, who's going to have to pay it? We are.
Yeah.
The middle class is going to have to come up with more taxes, which means we're going to get taxed. And our dollar, the world right now isn't looking kindly at the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So that means eventually we're looking at a drop. And who knows? There's rumors out there of a new currency coming for the U.S. $100 bills are changing this first quarter of next year.
Yeah.
And I was told 50s are disappearing on the East and West Coast right now. So if you think about what's happening, we are getting ready to have some big changes in the next couple of years. And so having a little bit of precious metals, the great thing about it, it's a worldwide market. You know, U.S. dollars can be traded in other countries, but you have other currencies from other countries involved.
Mm-hmm.
But gold and silver is gold and silver.
Yeah.
And whatever the gold price is that is set by London or the Asian markets, once the market has been set, that's the price for that day. And so typically you have a little bit of stability that you wouldn't have. And if we go through a depression or increase our recession we're in right now, I mean, look at unemployment. They say it's 2% our government does. We feel, look at electricity going up. Look at the food prices. How the heck can it be that? But gold and silver is just a nice way to have a little money put on a side just in case something goes awry.
What do you say to people? Because I'm sure when folks go into to Cash for Gold Jewelers, 4011 34th Street, when they go in and they say, you know, I'm thinking about buying some gold, But I read every day how it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes back and forth. And, you know, for a while there, it was going up, 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 up. And you know, there are some days where it goes down a little bit. What do you say to those people?
Well, number one, you're not, if you want to speculate, that's not what metals are for. Metals are not to buy and sell. If you want to do that, get, open up an account, put in 10 or 20,000 and start trading on the market. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing when you're buying gold and silver is you're buying peace of mind for a future date. So don't worry about the little changes. If you do something which is called dollar cost averaging, let's say you buy an ounce of silver every week. Well, over time, you're going to get rises and falls, but you're going to have an average price. Then when the market, like yesterday, we're talking, you know, $2.3 billion in gold was bought in 10 minutes. And that made the gold price go up $39. When things go crazy, you're going to have people coming out of bonds and out of stocks, moving into metals. That number is going to be very small, and price of gold could jump $50 or $100 or $200 in a day, and it has in the past. Mm-hmm. So what, I mean, why are you going to wait? You got to have a prepared mind. You can read the tea leaves. You can see what's happening to our economy.
Sure.
I mean, so it's just a matter of why not put something on the side. You're not going to miss $25 a week. I mean, if you're on a tight schedule, maybe it's $25 a month, but at least you're putting something back for that rainy day. I always go back to think about in World War I in Germany in the Kaiser time, you know, an ounce of gold bought an entire city block. And I remember reading in a book, because I'm a fan of history, and I remember reading where it said the guy sat down to have coffee. 15 minutes later, that coffee doubled. 15 minutes later, it doubled again. The great thing about having a store of value that is not affected by whether people buy or sell it, but people look at it as a protection or a safety haven, which is how they look at precious metals, is that, hey, I've got some of it. And when that coffee doubles, your silver or gold could double. Yeah. When your coffee doubles again, it could double again. So you have a little bit of something. And it doesn't mean go crazy. It just, hey, have a little bit just in case.
Right. Visiting with Ken Wendell in Cash for Gold Jewelers. People can come in, they can see you, and the unique thing about y'all, you've got gold and silver ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. We have, we carry gold coins and, American Eagles in every denomination, Maple Leafs, we have Cougarans, we have Pandas, we have, 20 francs, we have sovereigns, British sovereigns, we have Australian nuggets, as far as the gold, we even have gold bars for those who don't want. I mean, when a government makes a coin, they charge a little bit higher premium. We have private mints that we have gold as low as a half a gram bars that are sealed in plastic, labeled, and they're guaranteed to be what they're supposed to be. We have 1 gram, 2.5 gram, 5 gram, 10 gram. And silver, oh my gosh, we have American Eagles, Maple Leafs, Pandas in stock, individually or by the box for those who want a larger quantity. We have Sunshine Mint, we have Buffaloes, we have A-Marks, we have Johnson Matthey, Engelharts, just about any type. We keep, and then we have things really neat like Boy Scouts, swimming, golfing bars.
Yeah.
And we actually are working on a deal right now. We may be coming out with our own coin pretty soon for the Lubbock, Texas area.
Oh, very
cool.
So
we have about 5 designs we're considering. And so the only problem is I got to buy 10,000 ounces when I place that initial order, which I think I've got that arranged already.
All right. Very cool. So people can just go in 4011 34th Street. Before we let you go, Ken, before we take the break, one piece of advice out there for, you know, those who are maybe just getting into investing in gold or silver. What advice would you give them?
I would say be consistent. You know, if you're going to do a program and you don't have a lot of money, then buy 1 ounce, like I said, a week or 1 ounce every 2 weeks. Get on a regular program. Don't worry about the price fluctuations because over time it will average itself out.
Right.
But just put something on the side in a wealth form that will go with you as inflation goes. And it's always barterable and you can trade with it. One other thing, sign up for our newsletter. We have a couple hundred people on a monthly newsletter we put out that has interesting facts of gold and silver and platinum. The new law was out in the last issue. That came in effect, by the way, on Tuesday, October 1st.
How can people sign up for the newsletter?
All they do is stop by. We have a little card there and they just put out name, address, phone number. And we actually like their birthday because we send out things for the birthday, but email, and that's it.
All right.
We send it out once a month.
Great. Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Chad. God bless you.